Communication. It is a critical element for any well-run business. Of course, recently we announced the merger of Landmark Services Cooperative along with Countryside Cooperative. I had a chance to visit with their board presidents, John Creaser from Countryside Cooperative and Jim Lang from Landmark Services Cooperative. Now, the boards have been working together to make sure that this merger is smooth, but understandably, there may be questions. Jim Lang has some suggestions for farmers or patrons that may have questions they want addressed now.
Well, I've said this to some people, and as far as the farmer and the patron of the company, they're not going to see a lot of change outside of a new name on a truck, and hopefully they'll get a new hat when we get our new name and logo. But a lot of that is happening behind the scenes. You know, on both co-ops, you're going to have your same salespeople. Everything's going to, for the most part, a lot of the farmers won't even know anything happened. Hopefully it'll come back in better patronage and equities down the road. But that's the way I see it. A lot of it is going to be behind the scenes, if you will, with the logistics, the IT department, things like that are going to be a lot better. I mean, and a lot of the employees, they might not even see a lot of change. I mean, there definitely will be, but for a lot of it, it's going to be business as usual, and hopefully it'll just be better. And, you know, they're starting up more with working more with the logistics and, you know, just things like that. It's just going to be all better, you know.
Sure. What about you, John? You know, a lot of guys get queasy stomachs, whether it's, you know, a little change or a big change. What do you hope that they keep their eye on when it comes to moving forward?
The farmers that they still own the company, the farmers want to stay profitable. And I, you know, going through our merger talks and stuff, and, you know, you listen to the supervisors or vice presidents that report to Jim Dell and stuff, you know, and some of the comments are made, you know, it's focused on the right direction, you know, like, for example, we were talking about feed one day, and we were talking about, you know, we have to figure out how these farmers can be profitable at $15 milk, you know, and we got the same thing going on in so many areas. If it's the grain world, when the prices go up and down, and like Jim was talking about here, you know, the fertilizer prices last November, December, you know, everything's took $100 a ton jump, if not more. So, you know, some guys purchased, some didn't, you know, it's all this stuff. It's a moving target all the time. And so you got your agronomists and your feed people trying to do the best job working for the farmer to provide them a service and help them stay profitable. And that's the big thing, to have the quality people to help make farmers make their decisions going forward.
John Creaser, board president from Countryside Cooperative, before him, Jim Lang, president of the Landmark Services Cooperative Board, again, coming together as one now. That merger has been complete, and you will see more communication from the entities on a new name announcement as well as upcoming events to make sure that that line of communication stays open. Meanwhile, you can continue to circle back to landmark.coop for frequent updates. I'm PM Yankee.